I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
This is the Allen Ginsberg that most people think of, the iconic beat poet and author of Howl. But while he was in the center of that world, he was also taking pictures, which make up the exhibit Beat Memories, the Photographs of Allen Ginsberg. Laurie Starr is the new executive director of the Contemporary Jewish Museum.
Photographs that Allen Ginsberg took as he traveled with Jack Kerouac and his group, Neil Cassady, all of the beat poets and thinkers and musicians, he took these photographs of them when he was a very young man. The photographs themselves are so tender. You could tell that he's taking photographs of people who he loves, both as human beings and also as intellects and as artists.
But not only did he leave the images, he also added descriptions to the photos themselves.
Later in his life, Allen Ginsberg went back into his photo archive and he annotated each photo. So we are displaying a large number of photographs where he's sharing his memories of the context in which the photograph was taken, the actual photographs that he wrote on.
Laurie Starr says Allen Ginsberg was a serious photographer as well as having studied painting. This exhibition shows that eye, as well as his relationships with the subjects of the photos.
So we not only understand Allen Ginsberg for the first time as also a visual artist, but we understand him as a human being and as a friend, a lover, a mover and shaker of all new ideas.
Another exhibit that's just opened is called Beyond Belief, 100 Years of the Spiritual in Modern Art. Drawing from SF MoMA's collection, one of the first of their on-the-go programs while that museum is closed for renovations. Both exhibits will be at the Contemporary Jewish Museum through the summer. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.